Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, continual coverage of the big story this week. Ron Paul, hands down, winning the last two Republican presidential debates, winning not just in the polls, but in the amount of media coverage and controversy. Visited Austin last night for a big fundraiser. Around 1,000 people showed up, close to 800 tickets sold, with around 200 guests. I didn't go. I didn't want to become a distraction, but I did send my camera folks, and they did get an interview with Ron Paul. Also asked him some questions during a press conference, and we got his speech, which hasn't been aired yet. We're going to air a large portion of his 18-minute speech that he gave coming up near the end of the show in this hour. I know I haven't gotten your calls yet because there's an unusual amount of news today, but I will get to Lee and Mark and others that have been holding like real troopers here. Most of you have dropped off. Here's the number. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. 877-590-KLBJ, 877-590-5525, or locally 836-0590. Did you go to the event? I mean, this is exciting. Normally I say, you know what, presidential elections are a distraction. Bob Dole versus Bill Clinton, no real difference. Or even George Bush Sr. versus Bill Clinton. They're both globalists. Or it was going to be Rudy Giuliani versus Hillary. I'd say, who cares? Focus on governors and county commissioners and dog catchers, you know, the state level, the city, the county. That's where you can have a real effect. School board. That's where good people can still have an effect. The presidential level, it's all bought and paid for. But Ron Paul has such a great history, so many people grassroots behind him, that he could get the Republican nomination. He could make Ross Perot look weak. He could come from nowhere, though, not as a third party, but as a Republican dark horse. He could be that wild card, and it's showing it in every major poll now. This is history. We've got to give it our best shot, and it's just so exciting to see a real Republican, a real conservative, challenge the people that have hijacked the party and given it a bad name, and not just given the party a bad name, given America a bad name. We've gone just in the last 10 years, because Bill Clinton was a big part of that too, from being one of the most loved countries in the world to being the most hated. I think only North Korea is ahead of us as being seen as the world's greatest danger. And I don't like what's happening in our name, but there's a lot of twisting going on. Ron Paul, though I love him, hasn't said that 9/11 is an inside job. In fact, 2 years ago he came out and said that he thought there wasn't evidence of that. Now he's changed and said, yeah, there is some government-sponsored terror, and given historical examples. Gulf of Tonkin, Mossadegh 53 in Iran, Ardennes in Cuba, Ardennes with Guatemala in 54. He's talked about that on my show. He's talked about it right here, but he has not said it's an inside job. He was saying what the CIA's reports, whitewash reports, what the 9/11 Commission report said, that the military occupation clearly has stimulated terrorist attacks. And clearly there are some real terrorists, and it does stimulate that. The Pentagon's own plan, P2OG, says we're going to go over there, attack them, make them stimulate attacks, quote, as a way to expand the war and as a pretext to stay in the Middle East. I mean, that's a pro-neocon paper. And $6 billion in federal funding every year in the Pentagon to carry out Operation P2OG. Google it. P2OG. So they come out and they lie about him. And it blew up in their face, and their attempt to set him up blew up. But here is the clip that was misfiring earlier. We're going back to the old analog here with the CD. Of just the last few minutes, a few days ago, of them trying to demonize him with John Gibson or whatever his name is on Fox television. Here it is.
Ron Paul really has no business being on stage as a legitimate representative of Republicans, because the 9/11 truth virus is something that infects only a very small proportion of people that would identify themselves as conservative or Republican. And as you say, John, this is far more prevalent, this strain of 9/11 truther virus, on the left and in much of the mainstream of the Democrat Party, as that Rasmussen poll showed.
Why? Why do 35% of Democrats believe it, and I think it's another 26% haven't quite made up their mind about it.
Well, I think part of it is what Charles Krauthammer has famously called Bush derangement syndrome. I think that pathology has
hit pause. We're going to continue in a minute. Notice they always try to make it left-right. Oh, it's the leftist. Oh, it's those crazy. No, actually, it's the left. The Nation magazine and Democracy Now and the London Guardian that has attacked myself, Rolling Stone. The left is virulently against 9/11 being an inside job. Okay, they love the government. The government's their savior. I mean, remember Bill Clinton using terror, clearly involved in the OKC bombing. Don't forget that, conservatives. Most conservatives, when polled, believe that Clinton was behind that, and you're right. But when Bush is in power and it happens, oh, it's impossible. Bush is a complete puppet. I'm not saying Bush carried out the attacks, but the military, big pharma, media complex. The farm banks that own our country, look at the shareholders of these companies. They're the ones that did this. They wrote white papers saying, we need terror attacks to be able to get our empire going. They said, we need to stage terror attacks. We have official U.S. government plans to do it, declassified. I mean, of hijacking jets by remote control and flying them into things. Bombing D.C., committing sniper attacks, committing staged mass shootings. That's all in Northwoods. Google it, ABC News, Baltimore Sun. But that was out in 2000. All right, folks, and there's a bunch of admitted cases of this. And so they always make it about the left. Oh, the left, the left. Hey, Malkin, Fox News contributor, Ron Paul and Alex Jones and other real conservatives, paleo conservatives, we're not consulting for Hillary's campaign like News Corp. We're not having fundraisers for her where she raises $25 million at a pop. So shut up. I mean, Bill Clinton was just hanging out at a steakhouse having dinner with Rush Limbaugh. I've had enough of it. I don't vacation with Bill Clinton like Bush Sr. I don't call him a surrogate son like Barbara Bush does. Okay, it's staged, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not part of that. I'm not the one tripling the size of the BATF like Bush did. As NRA board member Congressman Bob Barr said on my show a few months ago that Bush has been more anti-gun than Clinton. You just haven't known about it because they've had a cloaking device. It's called camouflage. Have you figured out? The New World Order poses as liberals and conservatives. They're globalists. They must be stopped. Finish up the clip, please, quickly, before we go to break. Let's finish the clip.
Why did 35% of Democrats believe it, and I think it's another 26%, haven't quite made up their mind about it?
Well, I think part of it is what Charles Krauthammer has famously called Bush derangement syndrome. I think that pathology has taken hold among many Democrats who would consider themselves mainstream. So anything that they could do to suspect or blame him for America's problems, and particularly the terrorist attacks, they're willing to believe. I think a lot of it is just plain ignorance. And then there's a paranoid strain on the left. I talked about this in my book Unhinged, of tinfoil hat wearers who indulge in this kind of fantasy where America bears the blame for global jihad.
You know, Michelle, Rosie talks about this stuff all the time on The View. And The View has a large audience. Would this notion be as prevalent as it is if there weren't prominent people like Rosie, Charlie Sheen, and others constantly talking it up?
Well, they certainly do bear blame for mainstreaming it. Rosie O'Donnell and Alec Baldwin and Charlie Sheen, I believe. But it's there on the internet, and these people are absolutely rabid, and they are impervious to reason or logic. And it's great that we have magazines, publications like Popular Mechanics that are out there slogging every day. There are a lot of blogs as well that have been debunking a lot of these 9/11 conspiracy theories. This war is going on places like YouTube and in social networking places, but I think it's incumbent on mainstream news outlets to debunk these people, and I don't think you see nearly enough of that outside of Fox News.
Part of this 9/11 truth movement says that...
When we get back, we'll finish the last little part of this. We were playing more in the clip than I intended, but when we get back, we'll finish up where they attacked me and Ron Paul. And then we'll go to your calls, I promise. Okay? At 877-590-5525, 836-0590 locally, and we'll continue. And then we're going to play some of the speech from last night, Ron Paul, here in Austin, Texas. The website's ourprisonplanet.com. You can watch the speech he gave on my website and the press conference on prisonplanet.com right now. We'll be right back.
cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
And I don't think you see nearly enough of that outside of Fox News.
Part of this 9/11 truth movement says that the United States attacked the Pentagon with missiles, that a plane did not hit it. I have never been able to understand how the 9/11 truthers then explain where is American Flight 77 and where all those people. Have you ever heard them try to explain that?
I try not to spend too much time in these cesspools, but it is worth taking a visit to places like, you know, these WTC7 sites and Students and Scholars for Truth. And I note that Ron Paul has basically allied himself with these people. He appears with Students for Truth on campus, and he's appeared on radio shows like 9/11 conspiracy nut Alex Jones. And I would hope that that would disqualify him the next time around from appearing on stage with other Republicans.
We shall see. Fox News contributor and syndicated columnist Michelle Malkin. Be sure to check out michellemalkin.com.
Yeah, that's right. Well, be sure and go hear a phony conservative that's there to neutralize you and ensure that we don't actually save the country and that we just blindly believe that it's really a fight between Republicans and Democrats up there. Let me give you a little news flash. It's a military-industrial complex, as the head of the Naval War College says, that works for foreign corporations. I've seen presentations on C-SPAN with the head of the Naval War College, their top futurist, admitting they work for a, quote, New World Order. Okay, and I'm not saying our average troops are bad. I'm saying the system is being taken over. It's been taken over. And, by the way, Popular Mechanics is the name of yellow journalism, literally. You know the joke where they say in the dictionary, next to the word ugly, there's a picture of you. Well, in the dictionary, literally, in the encyclopedia next to the word yellow journalism, it says Hearst Publishing Popular Mechanics. And by the way, Michael Chertoff's family wrote the piece. His cousin wrote it and admitted it, and it all got blown open, and they lied about a bunch of stuff, or they found kooks out there in the movement and debunked what they said, or they lied and said other things. And now they've been debunked completely. But again, they know the average. I mean, I've got a major newspaper here saying there's no such thing as a North American Union when I have the four-year documents released from the SPP meetings saying it's a North American Union. They just lie. It's like they say this is an amnesty, and now leaked sections of the bill. Now, there's old versions out there, but the new bill, AP reporting it secret, they're going to supposedly vote on it Monday, and they're just saying it doesn't exist. Let's go to calls. Lee, Mark, Jack, Rodney, and others. Let's go ahead and go to Lee. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Thanks for my call. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Now, the reason why I called is because I came across this directive released by the White House called the National Security and Homeland Security Presidential Directive. It's NSPD 51, HSPD 20. And essentially what this thing does, from my analysis of it, it looks like that it gives the president all his powers over the legislative judicial branch.
Yeah, it's total martial law, and then Bush enacted that last year with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, literally openly funding and setting up martial law and saying he's above the governors, the legislatures, even the state guards. And then with the Military Commissions Act, it's torture and secret arrest and strippage of citizenship from citizens in secret and torture until death under the Gonzales and John Yoo memos. And then if you elaborate and expand under PDD 60 that Clinton signed that Bush forwarded and continued, we will also accept a first nuclear strike before even retaliating, which will mean we're totally wide open. So the borders are open. We're open to nuke attack. But PDD 51 and PDD 25 are in force for martial law.
Well, actually, Alex, this is a new directive. This is released May 9th, 2007.
Well, they've reissued it, sir. That's what I'm saying. They continually reissue, sometimes every 4 years, sometimes every year.
It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
I did write an analysis on it, and it got around 4,000 digs on dig.com. So.
Well, do me a favor. Send that over. Good job. Yeah, that's hundreds of times bigger than the Drudge Report. Send that over, for those that don't know what dig is, send that over to Aaron at InfoWars.com, two A's, Ryan at InfoWars.com, Watson at PrisonPlanet.com, and we'll make sure that your story gets up.
Sounds good. Thank you.
God bless you. No, I'm fully aware of PDD and what it's doing. It's very, very serious. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're on the air. Welcome.
Well, Alex, first-time caller. I've been a long-time listener. I've watched a lot of your documentaries, and you do an amazing job. Really to be commended for everything you've done.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I wanted to touch on a couple of things real quick here. One of them, website narconews.com. Venezuela accuses the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency of being a drug cartel. I'm just going to go over some quotes.
Well, I mean, forget. Well, I mean, why go off what Chavez says? The head of Latin American military task force. Number two to the drug czar was caught shipping in masses of cocaine and heroin. They're constantly catching them. I probably interviewed 20 top or more CIA officers who were there loading the cocaine and heroin. And Bill Clinton was there, and Bushes were driving around. And this is just in MENA. Best-selling books have been written. Esquire magazine, DEA bus C-130s. It's U.S. troops with CIA backing, unloading it. Our government ships in over half of it. The rest of it's certified cartels. They have GPS-controlled planes that spray by GPS one field in Colombia or Nicaragua or El Salvador or Guatemala or Colombia or Peru, and they won't spray the field right next that's owned by the general. So you got certified drug cartels that ship it in, pay their cuts of around 30 points to the banks to launder the money. That's the tax, but that's only about 45%. The rest is brought in by our government. A very small percentage brought in by others. And most drug enforcement is actually against the drugs they don't control. And then on the other side, they're pushing legal drugs whose molecular makeup is even more toxic than naturally occurring different types of narcotics and opiates, like the serotonin reuptake inhibitors that are in hallucinogenic category.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to mention, I urge all your listeners to look this up on the internet. I don't think it really overall. There's not really a lot of attention paid to this because it's not like a huge issue to a lot of people. But go ahead and look up the Intellectual Property Protection Act of 2007 that Alberto Gonzalez helped push through.
Yeah, it says if you think about infringing on a copyright, 10 years in prison and what is it, $500,000 fine?
I'm not sure.
I read that a few days ago. I read the actual bill. I'm going from memory on that, yeah.
So, yeah, if you attempt to commit copyright infringement, it's now a felony.
And that means downloading music, and I appreciate your call. But they're not going to get away with that. Listen, the new economy isn't building cars and computers and happy families. It's prisons everywhere, mindless brainwashed cops with tattoos all over them, with shaved heads wearing body armor, okay, with Mexican troops running around. By the way, I have Boston Globe, Christian Science Monitor, and AP. They're hiring and going to hire Mexicans to be our police now, okay, and our military. It's already been happening. Okay, I mean, I'm telling you, folks, we're so far gone, you can't even begin to imagine it. But you keep saying it can't happen here. Rodney in Texas. Go ahead, you're on the air, sir, in Austin.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you a couple of things that I heard in that little excerpt that you played from Michelle Malkin. You know, she keeps...
The liberal, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she keeps using the word debunk. Well, to me, that's just code for we want to censor their First Amendment rights so that they can't make any kind of reply to all the evidence that
that's right, it's buzzwords. Who cares if Lawrence Livermore Laboratory says the single bullet's impossible? Who cares if top FBI labs say it? Who cares if all the facts and eyewitnesses say it? We'll just say it's a grassy knoll. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to come back to you, Rodney, in the next segment. I'm going to take three or four more calls. Then I got to hit all the drills they're doing, putting guns to kids' heads, unannounced, and brainwashing them. I got to get into the foreign troops, New World Order quotes, and part of Ron Paul's speech last night here in Austin, Texas. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkeley purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
You can clearly mark 1963 as the point in time when the police state started getting set up, when the federal government started taking over every facet of society, when voter news service started manipulating the votes and projecting them before the polls had even closed. That's when we had our own military coup here in the United States. And we just got declassified documents under FOIA request. Even more just came out in the last 2 weeks from last September's meeting up in Banff, Canada, where the SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership, met in secret. It is the North American Union. NORTHCOM, the new North American Command, was running the meeting with the heads of the Mexican, U.S., and Canadian government, and it was all about how to circumvent Congress, how to set up the taxation grid with fake environmental and global warming taxes. Bush is all involved. The Clintons are involved. You know, you hear Bush isn't for the carbon tax. That's pure bull. And this is why I'm so freaked out. I mean, I've read and scanned through these, and Jerome Corsi and Human Events had written about it, and Lou Dobbs had talked about it. I just spent 4 hours yesterday. No. About 4 hours Friday, another hour or two yesterday, because I'm making a film about it, actually reading every page. I mean, it's over 1,000 pages. I mean, scanning them. And it's unbelievable how Mexican troops are going to, quote, deal with American terrorists, how they're going to have a carbon tax, how they got to keep it secret from the people. I mean, this is treason. I mean, I have it. In fact, Trey, you were at the office earlier today. You saw me walk around with those big stacks of documents. You saw Robin with her editing. I mean, literally, we have them. It's just, but the general public is never going to go to Judicial Watch, who had to sue to get these documents, judicialwatch.org. You're not going to go read this, Trey.
I've got a soccer game to go to. I don't know.
Man, I tell you, I mean, it just totally makes my head spin. Let's go through a bunch of calls. I'll get into this 9/11 news and the global warming, global tax news. I don't know who's been holding the longest because the regular phone system's down today. I wonder who's been holding the longest out of all these six callers here, or I guess seven. more seven callers here. I just can't keep track of it anymore. Let's go ahead and go to Bobby in Abilene. You're on the air. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hey, you there?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
All right, man. I appreciate you. Man, I just heard about you about 2 or 3 months ago. And, man, I must say you're really awesome, Alex. I mean, you're really doing a wonderful job.
Well, I'm just trying to do a good job. It's hard, and I get tired, and I get frustrated. Really, I'm like a bookworm who has this other personality of this loudmouth. So basically, usually a bookworm wouldn't have the cojones to go on air and do all this, whereas, you know, I'm a kind of a maniac. So what you get is a bookworm with a maniac.
There you go. Anyway, you're talking about the corruption of the police, the corruption of the judicial system.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The world order. Listen, I was put on probation back in 87, okay?
You've never gotten off of it.
Pardon me?
And you've always been in the system ever since.
Yeah. And it says right here, motion granted and case dismissed on the 23rd of April, 1987. Now, this is strange because I was put on probation anyway, even though the judge dismissed it. So here's something really awesome that you want to hear. It says right here on this 15th day, of December 1988 came to be heard the motion for a new trial and set aside the judgment of conviction and to release the defendant from all terms and conditions of probation, and the court is of the opinion that such motion be granted. It is therefore ordered and adjudged and decreed that the judgment and...
And lo and behold, you stayed on probation and never got off.
They gave me 8 years. I got off in 4 years. I had to go and get an early release. But if you would, sir, let me finish where it says right here, conviction previously entered is this cause to be set aside and held for naught, okay? And new trial be granted. Well, I
understand, but listen, instead of going over the whole court history, boil down what happened to you.
Okay. Here's what happened was is they put me on probation from what I've read, and they didn't have the right to do this because
yeah.
the case was dismissed.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Brady Bill come around, and I didn't have firearms back in 91 after I got off probation as far as where a rifle was concerned, but not a pistol. Okay? And they're not letting me have a rifle. They're not...
Sir, I understand. Listen, if they can't get you on welfare, they're going to get you in the criminal justice system. This is how they take your rights. They set up the 14th Amendment. It did not actually free black slaves. It made everyone wards of the state. It's actually in it. Go read it. We all became slaves at that point. If they can get you in a ward position with the state. Now, I didn't know about this till about 8 years ago, and my cameraman wouldn't let. It's a long story. It actually went out live over the radio. It was got huge attention here locally when I was on another station doing a local show at the time. I guess that was 10 years ago, actually. Yeah, that was 1997. My God, time goes by. Mike Hansen, ought to dig out that recording and play that. It was incredible. He was up at the corner on William Cannon and I-35 with his then daughter, Crystal, who was like 10 years old. My God, she's married now and off and everything. And has just had a child. Is that his son got married and had a child, Justin? But to make a long story short, he's walking out of Hollywood Video, and the alarm goes off. You know, they always do. And the manager said, go, it's just messing up. And he had the VHS tape, some Disney thing in his hand. He was wearing shorts and a shirt. And this off-duty sheriff deputy runs up and says, I need to search you. And Mike said, well, there's the manager right there. I got my receipt. I got one video here. And the guy said, sort of wanted to pat him down. And Mike said, don't touch me. And the manager comes out and says, no, it's been malfunctioning all day. Mike goes, thank you. Starts walking to his car. The guy goes, no, you're Mike Hansen. Because back then, Mike was all over TV. And, you know, because this is Alex Jones's cameraman. He's going to pay. Mike gets in his car, closes the window. They call the police. They surround it. He's on live on the radio. Listeners pulled up and shot two different video shots of it. The Ritter shot some of it. We all had it on video. They knocked the window out. They grabbed him to the ground. They claim he assaulted them, but we had it on tape. We caught him not doing a thing. See, you think frame-up's just okay. Like, I'll send you to prison. Let me frame you. That's something we do. You know, there's no conscience. It's so incredible. Last week, you know, we played it. We now have New York police walking right up and going, you're not allowed to protest. We're going to say you have bombs. I'll put you in jail. I know you don't have bombs, but I'm going to frame you right now. We played it. I mean, cops now just say, I'm going to frame you right here on tape. They don't even care anymore. I mean, that's how bad it is. And so Mike's in jail, and that was about 7, 8 at night. Later at 10 o'clock at night, we're down there like 100 people at the Austin jail down off 7th Street and I-35. And Mike's in there, and... He calls my cell phone and he says, listen, They've been beating me up. They're trying to make me sign documents saying I've committed all these crimes. I can't do it. I can't be bonded out. You're going to have to bond me out. I'm going to have to. And then, oh, my God, no, don't. No, ah! And then the phone hangs up. Folks, later he even sued them and actually got the surveillance tape. And right when they put their hands around his neck because of what he's saying, the tape cuts out. I mean, but they wanted everybody to know. It was like an arrogance. There's been a lot of deaths in that jail, I'm sure you know, and guards going to prison for it. They start putting their hands around. They're all. It's like a nightmare Soviet movie or a jackbooted Nazi camp. I mean, this is why I'm not against cops that are good, but my God, the system's corrupt. And then I walk up to the window and I say, do you guys ask people to sign something? They go, yeah, here, have a copy. And it says, I'm convicted of drugs. I'm convicted of drunk driving. I'm convicted of robbery. There were nine. I'm convicted of family violence. I adjudicate myself and I go on probation under this personal recognizance that I've committed crimes and I'm going to take $3,000 worth of classes. And then CBS News called us and had seen my TV show where I was showing it. They said, will you give us a copy of that local CBS? And they did a piece and they said, in America, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but not in Austin, Texas. You're guilty until proven innocent. And they went on to report that, and they still do that. You get arrested for no seatbelt. You get arrested for, you know, whatever, warrants. Man, they don't tell you. They come to the door. Now, what the Soviets did in underground torture centers, you know, sign this document, we do right out in the open, and it's public. Take Judge Jean Meir, who they built a giant complex after her name before she even retired. She's still in there. I mean, this is how sick it's getting. And I remember seeing local newscasts where they just call kids in who've been late to class three times. They say that constitutes truancy. We went to the county commissioners and pointed out it didn't. They had to back off with the ASAP program. And she screams at parents till they sign their kids over onto probation. You see, sir, you didn't know. The judge said, this is a mistrial or you're not guilty. But then the prosecutor walked up and said, just sign here. It's a formality. It's a civil system. It's all fraud-driven. They're building FEMA camps. Private corporations own all the county and city governments. It's hardcore tyranny. We'll be right back.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I said I'd get to all your phone calls, and I've got like 5 other major news stories to cover here, and we're accelerating down towards the wire. Let's blast through them right now. Tom in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, God bless you, Alex. God bless you, man. I just want to tell you that I love you. I'm sure you're tired of hearing it, but you are the man, okay? I want to share my thought about Romans 13, if it's okay.
Sure, go ahead. And that is Hitler's favorite verse, to tell the public to only worship government.
Yeah, well, obviously, chapter 13, if anybody knows the Word of God, it is a spiritual passage. It's for God's kingdom. It is not for government on earth. It's not a physical passage. It is a spiritual chapter. And
he's saying, render unto God what's God's. And if you're following God, you're going to go out and fight evil.
Of course, but of course.
But it's profane. But it's profane to the profane.
Obviously, we're not going to serve rulers that are terrors to good works. We're going to serve God.
Well, I mean, the way they interpret it, the way these preachers put it, people should worship Hitler, and I'm not going to worship Hitler, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. You may be upset with me, but all government is not my God, and I'm not going to follow it. Steve in Mass, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how are you, Alex? It's my honor to speak to you.
Nice to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I found out, this is going to be on the lighter side. I managed to get on C-SPAN live this morning.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, and I made a comment and asked them, they had a guest writer on, from the Boston Globe. And I asked them, gee, why is it that a second or a proposed second-tier candidate like Ron Paul, leading the polls of all the first-tier candidates, not newsworthy? I can't understand that. And the guy was kind of taken aback, and he gave some kind of lame excuse that, and he put it on Ron Paul and said that, you know, Ron Paul isn't running a campaign properly because he isn't going around.
Well, Ron Paul,
he doesn't have $100 million to do this with, but.
Sure. Listen, I appreciate your call, and I'm glad you brought up Ron Paul, and keep it up with those calls to C-SPAN. That has a big effect. Ron Paul, in many of the national polls that they gave, was winning, or in many others, he was in the top 2 or top 3. He clearly was the strongest candidate, a major showing in the polls. And but Keith Olbermann said all the Republicans are pro-war. You know what? You got to vote. He's a Democratic operative, and I like a lot of things Keith Olbermann does. I think he's very talented, very smart. Love the way he calls a baseball game back when I had time to do such things and watch ESPN. He's going to be telling us Hillary's great when she's president, and that witch is going to be hell on wheels, folks. I mean, I'm literally more afraid of her than I am of Bush. I mean, so I don't know what to say here. Ron Paul really won the debate, and he's not getting the attention he deserves. So go to PrisonPlanet.com and get the stories we wrote about it and get it out to people. Let's try to jam in a few more so I can hit this final news. Let's talk to Paul in Austin. You're on the air. Go ahead, Paul.
Yes, sir. Well, I just wanted to briefly talk to some listeners real quick. You know, as a former Marine, I've been in this info war for going on 12 years now, and people get some courage. You people out there that listen to Alex all the time, that it's like you're fascinated with the facts and you're sitting back waiting on somebody to come up and save us, whether it's Ron Paul, and I'm for Ron Paul like crazy. But people, get some courage and stop sitting on your butts and get out there and try to make something happen. People have no backbone, and it's really discouraging when you talk to people and you see the defeatist attitude in everybody. So if out of love, I could just encourage you people to please take over in some section of your whole life and make some things happen, and we could do this. And I appreciate you, brother, for everything.
Well, I appreciate your courage, and I want to be clear. We have a lot of great military, a lot of good police, and people that do want to be protectors and defenders. But when you follow the criminal orders, when you go along with the criminal system and don't have the courage that Paul has, you become part of that evil and guilt by association. You become an accessory to these systems. I mean, folks, it does take gutting up to get on the radio and, you know, go up against some of the most powerful families and elites in the world. But somebody's got to do it. I mean, these are bad people. They're doing bad things. And, you know, I joke and laugh and try to have a good time here on air. But let me tell you, when I go to bed at night, there's a chill in my spine. I know this isn't a joke. I know this isn't a game. But somebody's got to have courage. And that somebody should be you, or we're going to lose this society. Let's talk to Timmy in Houston. You're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you. I just wanted to quickly bring to your attention, if you weren't aware of it, an article in the Houston Chronicle from Thursday, TYC bars access to abuse records. Texas Youth Commission.
The governor's involved. And, you know, the government will say, spy on your neighbors. If somebody spanks their child, it's abuse. Let CPS take them. But then statistically, with all 50 states to average, Texas and Florida are some of the worst, much higher in the abuse. The government's five times more likely to abuse children, and they got literal rape rooms that make Saddam look tame at every one of these major facilities. We've been down there to cover it at the legislature in testimony, and meanwhile, the media is engaged in a whitewash.
I know. I mean, it literally just made me sick to my stomach to even see that, even though we knew it was coming, of course. But anyway, I just wanted to just bring that up, and I appreciate all you're doing. It's nice to talk to you.
It was good to talk to you. Now, again, let's just go ahead and take a few random calls here. Let's go ahead and take calls, but when you hear the noise, that means we're going to you. Say your name and where you're calling from. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex. Mark Cullen from Austin. How are you?
Good, good. I guess you're a KLBJ 590 listener. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I want to mention something about another type of economic suppression is with the education. Notice that myself and a few people I know noticed that a lot of colleges across the country are suddenly locking out adult students. In other words, now straight out of high school, they won't touch you. So anybody that wants to do career change, go for the...
Yeah, it's like social engineering, and they want to make you... when you go to high school, they're going to decide what you're going to be with the European socialist model. It's absolute command and control. It's the antithesis of the American way. All right, a few stories I wanted to hit. Sorry we don't have time to take any more calls, though they're loaded. Gasoline prices hit $3 a barrel national average as refinery strain, Associated Press. Now, what they don't tell you here is that we have, due to major public interest law firm lawsuits, in 2000, 2001 AP articles where they got the actual oil company memos of the top five, where over a 10-year program from 1990 to till 2000, they bought up all the independent refineries to create an artificial choke point so that there wasn't enough refining capacity because there's too much oil. Meanwhile, Dutch Royal Shell documents were released. The BBC got them. A 2000 operation Well, it was released in 2000 from a 1995 meeting where they were going to fund fake environmental groups to push peak oil, or the theory that the oil is running out because they've actually discovered too much and they wanted to create artificial scarcity just like they do with diamonds. If you don't know what that is, go to the encyclopedia, artificial scarcity, or type it into Google. That is a key word in our everyday lives. So I read scams like that, oh, the poor oil companies, and then fake conservatives defend them and say, oh, it's free market, let them make money. It's not free market, it's thieving, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now here's an example of what global warming is really all about. This is a Toronto Star from a day ago. Queen treads lightly in U.S., palace planning to offset environmental cost of royal jet flight. Introducing the new green queen. Well, at least say hello to the monarch, aware of a very large, very real carbon footprint. When Queen Elizabeth II landed at Richmond, Virginia yesterday, it marked the first time that the environmental cost of an official trip by Her Majesty was to be measured and offset with payments made, Buckingham Palace says. She's going to pay $22,000 for her flight. Now, this is why John Travolta can have 10 planes, and they can all, you know, Al Gore can use 50-something times what the average person does. Number one, that's to cement the fraud that carbon dioxide is a pollutant, when in reality is a life accelerant in plants, in photosynthesis, then to upload a higher level of oxygen to the atmosphere. They tell you 100% of climatologists agree with man-made global warming. Actually, the majority and all the big Nobel Prize winners say it's a complete fraud. We have UN documents, 35 years old, saying they're going to create a world carbon tax. We just got SPP, North American Union documents out of Banff, Canada, saying it's a scam, but they're going to give us a carbon tax. That's why every radio show and ESPN and the NFL and even the conservative groups and all the magazines and the Weather Channel and everybody are saying the earth is dying, it's heating up, we're all going to die, oh my God, we need a carbon tax. Even if you believe in man-made global warming, which is a fraud, it's the sun heating up, the ice caps on Mars are melting, Pluto's heating up, the sun is at the highest radiance in the 200 years of recording it. This is all NASA reports. I've actually spent months in the aggregate in the last 12 years studying this, okay? I've interviewed literally 50-plus tops. I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't know how many. Probably over 100. You understand? That's what I do. And it's a total scam. But see, they're already voluntarily paying huge taxes to fly to offset their carbon. See, oh, it's okay to use carbon, it's okay to use oil, but just pay a big tax. There is no tax yet. It's like in Austin a few years ago, they started a voluntary higher emissions test. Now it's the law. They're training you how to be slaves. See you next week. God bless.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.